to try to finish at 12:30 because some people have to run out to Mincha 12:40, I guess. Is that the right Zman? People, that's what Avram told me. So we'll try to finish on time. Before we get back to Havara, the Lav and the Chalik Yatzas, which you can speak about, and then we'll try to get into a little more into the question of Hetero Kol Nefesh. So let's begin with just a couple of quick Haaros. First of all, Natan brought to my attention an interesting Sefer Abatim, which connects the mitzvah of Tashbisu with the fact that Chametz is an Iser Zman. So that's something, again, that just reinforces our discussion from the beginning of the year, but that continues to be, obviously a very important factor, which justifies how Chametz doesn't fit in neatly into any hierarchical expectation. It has both kulas and chumras because of its special status. You have the language there, Natan, of the Sefer Batim? Natan? Is he hearing or is he there? No? I'm not here. Is everybody hearing me, Ellie? We're still good, right? Okay, good. Noam agrees. Double agrees. Okay, so I don't know what happened to Natan, but I think he was supposed to read us a couple of lines. If we can get him back, we'll get him back. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Simcha Leib.
Rabbi, I'm back.
Yeah. Oh, you're back. Oh, it was you who left.
I had some technical difficulties.
Et two, Natan? Technical difficulties? Thought that was limited to me.
No, yeah. So I have some of the lines in the paper about them. He says, "Uba mitzvah habitul the iser zeh, masha inkein b'shari surin hachamurin kigon chelav adam, v'fishazehu mizono kol hashana, v'chein sarit lakach sarit l'shiv matlenu melibo."
Oh, okay, good. So that's just a reinforcement that's of, you know, the issues that we talked about, you know, earlier, the Ritva and the Radvaz, and so on. So again, that's just an important line to keep, to keep record of. Okay. So secondly, just very quickly, Simcha Leib, where's Simcha Leib? Simcha Leib.
I'm here. I don't have a camera today, Rebbe. I'm in the base medrash. I don't have a camera, but I'm here.
Okay, they don't allow cameras, and
it's like my computer's broken.
Ah,
a little bit.
Okay, I hear. Either way, so Simcha Leib had a good aura about the Ibn Ezra, correct? Simcha.
Yeah.
You have the line in the Ibn Ezra?
Yeah, he says, I don't have it open right now, but I think he says that he talked about Los Vachal Chamed Tam Zivchi. He says, the Karban Pesach, Shenechel Amatos Amororim.
Yeah. So again, why did the Ibn Ezra add the words Karban Pesach Shenechel Amatos Amororim when he was trying to focus on the Iser of Zvichas or Shchitas Karban Pesach Ala Chametz, right?
Yeah.
So that's a terrific law. That's again, the facts in the Ibn Ezra are undisputed. There's nothing controversial. There's nothing innovative about saying that Korban Pesach is Nechal al Matzah Umaror. It's a pasuk in Chumash, right? Al Matzah Samaror Miachlu. Although it's interesting that it appears twice. That's a different thing for us to talk about. But, you know, the one that we use actually for Korech is the one from Pesach Sheni. I think I may have spoken about it a little bit last year, but hopefully we'll get back to it. But either way, what the Ibn Ezra says is not innovative in any way, per se, except in its context, because it's miutar. He just wants to say Korban Pesach, and he's talking about the prohibition of you know, shchitar zvicha, you know, ala chametz, or achila ala chametz. So why mention matzah samrorim? But the point, of course, is, as we've been explaining, that this isn't a separate, or there's the question, is that a separate Iser, you know, of Korban Pesach, a separate Din Legamri? And the only overlap, you know, is the fact that it isn't a coincidence, obviously, you know, that Chametz, you know, undermines, you know, these various things, or, you know, adds Isurim to them. Or is it much more than that? These are very enhanced expressions of the toxicity of Chametz. And it's all really one din. And therefore, even if the particulars play out a little differently, you still want to accentuate, right, the overlap. So then by mentioning Pesach, Korban Pesach, you eat this al matzos umrorit, meaning it is the embodiment of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hence, the connection to Chametz is even more acutely problematic. So just, again, ha'ara, like this, by adding those words subconsciously, psychologically, intentionally, I don't know, they're not necessary there, but they drive the point home. That's good. We want to be clued into the thinking of the language of the Rishonim, you know, to even understand, you know, why, you know, why sometimes, you know, they're driven, right, to add words. And I think that's a great example. Okay. Next point, very quickly, we talked about whether Korban Pesach was nifsal as a result of zvicha or shkita al hachametz. And certainly, again, make it clear, the consensus view is not. And that's, you know, Tosis explicitly, that's a Rambam explicitly. The Shana Lova Akev, I think, as Avi pointed out and others, is a little bit problematic. And that's Maram Shik points out, and others, Litzlach, that earlier, given the fact that there are really two psukim, one in Parshas Mishpatim and one in Parshas Kisisa. But the overall consensus view certainly is that the Korban Pesach is still kosher. However, excuse me, Josh pointed out that even though that's Pashtus of the Yerushalmi, that there are some of the Mefarshei Yerushalmi who read it differently. And then Noam, I believe it was Noam, right? Noam pointed out to me after the shiur that the Tzlach on Samach Gimel, Amud Beis, for Rashi, suggests that maybe there's a diuk in Rashi, that Rashi also holds that Korban Pesach is pasul if it is Nizbach or Nishchat ala Chametz. Right, Noam? Where's Noam? I think I saw a minute ago. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just looked it up. And he does say it, as you correctly said. But then later on, a couple of pieces, I don't know if you saw that part. A couple of pieces later, he isn't chozer, but he is like half chozer. In other words, he says, you don't have to read Rashi that way, because you don't. And it's very possible that even Rashi holds that the Zevach is kosher. But he basically remains with two deos on this issue. Obviously, if that would be Shitas Rashi, that would be pretty sensational. So that's, again, something to be aware of. And as I said, if it's Me'akev the Korban, you know, that has obviously enormous further implications. Because I was looking at the Tzlach, thanks to Noam, you know, the Tzlach is always worth looking at, just that it's very verbose. And, you know, there are nuggets that are amazing, and then there's a lot of heavy, you know, source manipulation, you know, kedarko. So if you have the time and the patience to wade through it, you know, there are tremendous, as I say, you know, benefits, you know, to that. But I don't have the time, Kesader, to do it. But I was just looking through them. The Tzlach also has a very fascinating suggestion that you might be mechalek in this question gufa between chametz, which belongs to the Bnei Achabura, and chametz, which belongs to the Shochet, the Zorek, and the Maktir. He's docha that in the end, but he considers it logically, or he considers that some of the Makoros used are invoked so that you would not, you know, come to that conclusion, which means that logically it's a valid conclusion. I thought, again, that's just a fascinating little nugget that you might have thought, you know, that the chametz that's mitzuref that belongs to the shochet, the zorek, and the maktir, that's not going to be ma'akev, the korban. That's just going to, you know, constitute a ma'isa avera, you know, for the shochet, the zorek, the maktir. But if the b'nei ha'chabura have chametz, that would taint even the chetzah shel korban. So again, Lamaskarne doesn't hold this way, but he thinks that you need makoros to preclude that. So in addition to establishing, again, which is very logical, that you may have felt that the ownership of chametz of the b'nei ha'chabura, you know, is a qualitatively a different din than the maktir, the shochet, and the zorek, it establishes that. But, you know, that it should establish it as applied to the impact on completely tainting the korban is particularly fascinating. One other point, since I was looking at the tzlach, and there's certainly much more, two other very quick points as well. The tzlach has also a very interesting ha'ara. He says, if you hold like Reish Lakish in the sugya on Samach Gimel and Beis, we mentioned it, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether the chametz that is present is problematic for Shechitas Korban Pesach has to be Imo Bazara, right, or can be Imo Babayis. So we paskin Imo Babayis. But Reish Lakish was of the opinion that it's only Imo Bazara. So the Tzlach says, if you hold like Reish Lakish, his conviction is, you wouldn't be able to quote these psukim also as a makor for Daf Hei Omer Aleph, to teach you the Isser of Shehiyah Chametz in general. Because here the Shehiyah is very targeted, you know, to the Shochet, the Zorek, the Maktir, the B'nei HaChabura, but it's only, you know, Chametz Ba'azara. It's a special din, clearly, in Korban Pesach. You know, if it really was a broader din of Shehiyas Chametz Lachar, you know, Zman Isuro Lachar Chatzos, then, like, why would it be limited to the Azara? So he says, so the Raya of the Gemara on Hei Amud Aleph and that whole Shaka Vitaria that we've been involved in is certainly going to be limited to Rabbi Yochanan and not Reish Lakish. So I think that's a very logical conclusion. I don't think it's Mukhrach. And again, I think it highlights one of the things that we've been trying to establish. And that is that if you assume, you know, that there are two different dinim, even though they might overlap, you know, or there's a remez in one for the other, then I think that makes a lot of sense. However, if these are really overlapping because they're one din, but that the acuity of this presence of chametz is even more undermining, you know, when it comes to Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach is hypersensitive, you know, to, you know, that toxicity. It is the, you know, exemplar of the Korban Amunah, the, you know, embodiment of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, and so on. And of course, therefore, can abide even less chametz. And if that's the pshat, and that's what I've been suggesting is true for the Rambam, especially in Sefer Mitzvos, but even otherwise, and certainly for the Rambam, because chametz u'matza. So then I can even envision saying this for Reish Lakish. In other words, if the chametz is present in the Azara, you know, so then, you know, that even engenders an Iser in its own right, you know, of Lo Sizbach or Lo Sishchat, you know, etc. But it's still only because it's an acute expression of the presence of chametz. So maybe that the acuity, you know, of the presence, physical presence in the Azara is necessary in order to trigger that din. In other words, it's all kind of, you know, compensated for, you know, kind of in the details. So then I wouldn't necessarily conclude, you know, as the Tzlach does, you know, that you know, Daf Hei Omen Aleph is irrelevant for Reish Lakish. Okay? So that's just something to be aware of. And then finally, one more on the bigger theme, especially as we discuss it in the Minchas Chinuch, like to what extent, and again, this is the same analysis, to what extent are the details of the Isar Shehiya, Lekula and Lechomra, relevant to Shechitas HaPesach? Or at least, you know, default, you would assume that they would be, unless you then conclude, you know, that in the acuity or the tweaking or the overcompensation, right, you have to readjust some of the dinim, which is kind of what I just said about Reish Lakish. So the Tzlach also has a really interesting discussion about the status of Seor in Shechitas Korban Pesach. Okay? The Pashtus, the din of Lo Sizbach Lo Sishchat, the Torah speaks about Chametz. But what's the status of Seor? Now, that Seor should be included in the Iser, that seems simple. If anything, Kol Shekain, although it isn't always so Kol Shekain, but we're not talking about Achille, we're talking about its presence. So Tzlach isn't concerned about that. He's more concerned about whether or not the debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in Masechet Beitza, right, which is the relationship in terms of the Shiurim, especially for Biur, maybe Achila and Biur, is it, you know, Kazayas? Is it, you know, Koseves? You know, what exactly is the Shiur in Seor? Is any of that, you know, relevant to Lo Sizbach and Lo Sishkat of Korban Pesach? So I think, again, you know, to the extent that you want to say, he says, after all, the Psukim, Pasach HaKasuv, you know, B'Seor, V'Siyem HaKasuv V'Chamet, that's all in, you know, the din of, you know, Achilas Chametz and Bal Yira Bay Matzeh, and maybe by extension, Shehiyas Chametz, you know, Achar Chatzos, you know, but is there any reason to think that any of that has any application to Korban Pesach? The truth is, you could have said, I don't remember if he suggests this or not, I don't think so, but I'm not 100% sure, you could have said that there's an affinity, dafka, between Seor having a special status, you know, Achar Chatzos, even Bigvulin, and with regard to Korban Pesach, based on Rava, you know, and so maybe these two things are connected. Anyway, I do think it's, again, together with, you know, the question of Bittol, and the question of Kabbalah Sachrayus, and Bailus Akum, and Hektesh, together with some of those other issues, I think this is, these are all food for thought. And like if you're building a massive, you know, database, I guess, all these things go on it. So, right. Okay. Now let's move back to Havara Lalav Yatzis. So again, just get us back to where we were. Lior? I don't see him, but I see his name. Lior, are you with us?
Yeah, Rabbi, I'm here.
Okay, great. So just if you could read those lines again in the Gemara quickly and get us back to where we were.
Yeah, sorry. One sec. Starting from where?
Just the, you know, the Rabbi Kiva in the end. So we can get to the Shema Mina Tlas.
Yeah, so he says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eno Tzarech, Harei Omer, Ach Be'am Arishon Tashbidu Sormi Bateichem, Uchtiv Kol Malacha Lo Ta'asu, Umatzinu Lavar, Rashi Ab Malacha. Okay, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, Eno Tzarech, Harei Omer, Ach Be'am Arishon Tashbidu Sormi Bateichem, Erev Yom Tov, Eno Elo Be'yom Tov, Tam Lomar, Ach Chilek, Vi Be'yom Tov Atzmo Mishari, Ha'id Gash Hashpat Atzor, Lachila Chomitz, Vachila Chomitz, Lachila Matzah. Yep. And then going back, Amarav Shema Mina, Amid Rabbi Akiva Tlat, Shema Mina in Bir Chametz El Asreifa, Ushma Mina Havar Lachalik Yatzat, Ushma Mina Lamrin and Hoel Vutra Havar Litzora, Chutra Nal Mishalo Litzora.
Okay, so we've been discussing number one, Shema Mina Rabbi Akiva, in Bir Chametz El Asreifa that we discussed already. And we still need to discuss it more, but, you know, especially, again, in light of the questions of kodem zmano, lachar zmano, mekumvase, sheval tase, all those things, the mechatz chinuch, and Reb Chaim, nas mitzvaso, and mitzvase, labanita klase. Those are things that we discussed, achshave, to try to get out of certain issues and problems. So now we're up to number two and number three, havar lechalek yatzas, and hov and hov hutravar letzarech hutranami shelo lo amrinan hov hutravar letzarech hutranami shelo letzarech. That's what we're up to. So of course the second one is problematic, just in terms of where we get it from in the Gemara, right? The first and the third we understand, right? If it wasn't for the fact that Bir Chametz was Bisreifa, then there wouldn't be a raya, you know, from the fact that you can't do a Maisa Sreifa on Yom Tov. The third we understand, you know, if there was a heter of Sreifa, you know, B'Yom Tov, in order to accomplish Tashbisu, right, then there wouldn't be a raya that can't be done on Yom Tov, and it can only refer to Erev Yom Tov. So number one and number three in terms of the are not simple dinim, and there are implications, you know, in terms of other aspects of the sugya need to be, you know, pursued. Again, the first one we mostly or partially a good, you know, amount have, as we just discussed. Why Rabbi Huda not Chachamim? What else does it carry with it? The third one we're going to discuss, I already made, I think, reference to the problem, and that is it true that, you know, Tashbisu is an expression of mitoch if mitoch works? What do you do with the Gemara about matzah chametz pesach kofim olav esakli? Okay, so I already made reference to that, but we're going to go back to that and speak about what the Rishonim and Achronim say about it, and then I'll repeat what I said about it. But this middle one is just tamua, because what is there in the raya, right, that per se establishes that havara is lechalek, you know, or lelav yatzas? All the Gemara really says is that, you know, you can't do biur chametz b'sreifa on Yom Tov. Why would it matter whether on Shabbos, right, it was lechalek or it was lelav? As long as havara is asur and there's no heter mitoch, and you need to be mavir, then, you know, it should be a good raya. So the weakest of the three rayas is the middle case, is a challenge in that, you know, and here's in reading of the Shakavatari of the Gemara, what is it about, you know, this raya which proves that havara is lechalek yotzas? As far as we know, the machlokas havara lechalek and the lav yotzas is a standalone machlokas. Now that machlokas has to do with the fact that the Torah explicates havara, you know, and not any other isur in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, right? The Torah says, "Lo sevaru eish b'chol moshvaseichem." Typically, the Torah, you know, suffices with "Lo sasa malacha, Lo sasa kol malacha," right? You know, here and there we find, you know, a reference to maybe, you know, Bekatsir, you know, Becharisha Bekatsir, Charisha and Katsir, maybe, if it's not talking about Shemitah, we have maybe a reference in the Torah to the Isser of Hotzah, ironically, right? If you think that the Pasuk, Al Yetze Ishmin Komo, is a reference not just to Tchumim, but either to both Tchumim and Hotzah, or only to Hotzah, Vayikale Ha'am Mehavi, Gemara says in Azorik, maybe a reference to Hotzah. But when it comes to most of the 39 Avos Malacha, and maybe all of them, if you don't take those Limudim, right, the Torah, you know, suffices with a broad statement, don't do Malacha, you know, fill in the blanks, right? So why does the Torah explicate, you know, Mavir in Parshas Vayakel? Okay, so that there's a debate. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Ayin Amud Aleph that there's a debate whether Havara is L'Lav Yatzas or L'Chalik Yatzas. If it's L'Chalik Yatzas, so then it's the source for Chilik Malachas. That's how we know that there's a separate Karban, you know, Chatas, and if you were to violate Allah Matasavas Malacha, which the Gemara says is a hard thing to do, because Yadalei B'Shabbos B'Mai, that's the Gemara in Shabbos and Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and repeated on Ayin Amud Aleph. You need to have some knowledge for your ignorance, you know, to be consequential, or for your ignorance to be discreet and individuated. Otherwise, you just don't know about Shabbos. So how would you ever get multiple? So the Havara L'Chalek Yatzas is the key for the concept of Chilik Malachos, which establishes, you know, this principle. We discussed it. Those who were here a couple of years ago, we learned Masech and Bava Kamma. So it pops up in Bava Kamma Dav Beis, you know, in the context of discussing Avos and Toldos. Kiyotze ben Lav, Kiyotze ben. Okay. So the Machlokas, Havara L'Lav L'Chalek Yatzas, the Pashtus, based on Parshas Vayakel, seems to be a very targeted argument. Everybody agrees that Havara is Asur, and the question is it only a lav, and that's why the Torah spelled it out? Right? And therefore it's inferior, let's say, to the other Avos Malacha, which are Chayv Misa, or it's L'Chalek Yatzas. It belongs to the group, and it's also the paradigm that proves, right, that there's a separate onesh, maybe a separate shame malacha, or at least a separate category of ma'isa avera, etc. What does any of this have to do with our Gemara? Right? You could have said, I'm just setting it up, that this is a very narrow argument with great consequences, maybe, right? But that the onesh of Havara on Shabbos, right, is just that. It's a narrow question. It doesn't affect the quality of how we look at Mavir being Asur. Either way, it's Asur. Asur is Asur. And frankly, there are other Lavin on Shabbos, right? Tchumin, you know, according to those who think that it's Daraisa, is a Lav. Mechamer Achar Behemto is a lav on Shabbos. So there are other lavin on Shabbos. And okay, so they're not lechalika. There's no misa, you know. What does that have to do with our sugya? That's the question. So the Balei Tosis essentially give two answers. Overlapping answers. Lior, what are the two answers? You can read it if you...
Yeah, so first he just basically offers a linguistic argument. He says, in Dibur Machil L'Chalak Yatzad, he says, Midikari La Av Malacha. Right? Okay. The fact that Rabbi Akiva called it an Av Malacha in the first place, just terminology-wise.
Yeah. So that, let's stop with that for a moment. So then, of course, the language, the Shema Mina is not substantive. It's linguistic. The implication of this view, you know, especially in light of what's about to come, is now the question is, why do we care about that nomenclature, that designation? Does it matter whether something is called an Av Malacha or not? So what we see for sure, according to the first day in Tosis, is not with respect to the ability to export it to Yom Tov. According to the first day, it's also Yom Tov. It's just not called a malacha. But that means that a something which is not malacha, but is also on Shabbos, Balav, is still also on Yom Tov. So that is consequential, as we'll see, for other things that are not Avos Malacha. Okay, what consequence is it that it's Av Malacha at all? Right? Obviously, the answer is not you know, chiyuv misa or lav, doesn't seem to be chiyuv misa or lav per se, because then what would we care about Yom Tov? Right, there's no chiyuv misa on Yom Tov anyway. So there, you'd have to wonder, like, what are the nafkamina, not Yom Tov, but what are the nafkamina within Hilchos Shabbos, you know, of something having a shame? Is it that shame malacha by definition, you know, is lachalik, and an Iser Shabbos is not? That's inconsequential for Yom Tov, because there's no chiluk malachos by Yom Tov. Maybe it's other things. What other things might it be? Just thinking aloud. In light of last year's discussions, for those who were here. Tani.
What exactly is the question?
I'm trying to figure out, according to the first day of, I'm freezing the first day of Tosis. Not freezing. I'm zeroing in on the first day of Tosis. First day of Tosis says that if Havara is Lalav, it doesn't have Shema Malacha. Okay? Obviously, it doesn't mean that it doesn't apply to Yom Tov. It applies to Yom Tov. So let's say there are two, I'll say two things. Number one, that isn't so obvious in its own right. You could say the machlokas whether Havara Lalav or Havara Lachalik is still within the Shame Malacha. Right? You could still say it's a Malacha, just it doesn't have an Onish of Kares or Skila. So that's point number one. Is Tosis here saying, you know, that anything that doesn't is not a Malacha? Right? Like, say, like, what about Tchumen? What about Mechamer? They're Balav. Is it possible there are different, some Lavin are and some Lavin are not? Mechamer, you might say, oh, it's because it's a combination of, you know, Maisa Behema, Maisa Adam. It's a shutfest between Adam and Behema. Or you're using Behema as the vehicle for your mice. Right? What about Tchumen? Is that a malacha? You could have said that whether something is belav or lechale has nothing to do with it being a malacha either. You need to say something here. So for this, we'll see. There are other things you could say. So that's point number one. It isn't so obvious, and it raises the question: what about other lav? And is it that this particular havara particularly is belav because it could have been, you know, b'misa? Or is it the fact that it's not b'misa and it's b'lav per se? That's what I'm asking. Okay, that's question number one. The assumption is that it applies to Yom Tov, so we see Yom Tov doesn't need Shem Malacha. So I'm asking a different question now, and that is, so within Hilchos Shabbos, what's the significance of being a Malacha or not? Maybe. Based on last year's discussions, briefly. Tani.
I'm not sure what the difference.
Nothing coming to mind? Ezra? Maybe. I mean, I'm speculating, so there's no wrong. You know, you could all disagree with me. Eitan? Sokolov?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Zev?
I'm not sure besides for with the toldos grouping together things.
Well, okay. So first of all, toldos, that's above a comma issue, but that's a couple of years ago. But yeah, you were there. That's a great idea. Are there toldos of Havara? That's
sure.
It's a very good point. I wasn't even thinking of that. That's what maybe the institution of toldos. If the institution of toldos is a formal one and not just a practical one, that's great. I wasn't even thinking of that, but correct. Josh, what was I thinking of? Mumar, exactly. Everybody remember Mumar? Right? So good. Not the Mumar, the topic. Right? Josh, go ahead. What do I mean? What constitutes a Mumar Lechalas, a Shabbos, who's a mumar l'chol tzarei kula. So it's obvious that it'll include an av malacha, which is chayiv, you know, misa. If it's not going to include that, it's not going to include anything, right? But what about an av malacha, which isn't chayiv misa? If that was havara l'lav, or maybe mechamer, or whatever. And what about, you know, something which is not an av malacha, right? But which is chayiv b'lav. What about mitzvah saseh? Right? What about drabanans? We point out last year, again, we're not going to, you know, re-prosecute that right now. This is a huge discussion in the achronim, in the poskim, right? When do we apply the din of mumar l'chol shabbos, mumar l'chol Torah kula? In the loosest possible way. Wait, what about lifnei iver or maris ayin of Shabbos? Right? What about the assay of Shabbos? Where do you draw the line? So one place that you could draw the line, maybe, is in Shem Malacha. That's a place. It's a good place. Right? So toldos is an issue. Shem Mumar is an issue. I mentioned before that in order to be, you know, and again, I think it's like, you know, philosophically, or maybe that's the right word, or intellectually, or culturally, like it's a very important phenomenon, right? The Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Tes, and Ayin, meaning where the Gemara says, you know, if you hold Chiluk Malachos, which we do in Shabbos, so the Gemara says you could violate 39. Up to 39, but not more than 39 chatos behelam echad. So the Gemara says, but the yadalei l'shabbos b'mai. That's what I mean is an important phenomenon. Meaning, the Gemara says, in order for ignorance, you know, to be distinctive, right, as opposed to being, you know, integrative, right? There has to be some knowledge. I just think it's like a profound, true comment. The other of the Shabbos mind. But the Gemara is saying is, if it's what we call helam zev zebiyado, if you don't know anything about, you don't know that today is Shabbos, and you also don't know the malachos. Or let's say you don't know anything, you're a tinok shenishba, you know nothing about Shabbos. Right? So if I say you don't know anything about Shabbos, you certainly don't know, you know, about Kosev and Choresh, you know, and, you know, my favorite, Osa Shtei Batei Nirin. You don't know any of those things. So if you do them all, you should be chayv 39 chatos. So the Gemara says, no, Helam Zev Zeb Yada, you're only chayv 1. Because you can't talk about not knowing A and B and C and D and E and F and G, you know, if you don't even know the category. You just don't know the category. That's what I like to say from that Gemara, right? That ignorance, right, is a function of knowledge. Right? It sounds good, but what do we mean by that? Meaning you have to have a little bit of knowledge, you know, to have independent, you know, or divisible or discrete ignorance. That's what the Gemara says. Why am I telling you that now? Very fascinating Gemara. So the Gemara says, "The Yadal, how do you get the if you don't know any of the malachas, what do you know about Shabbos? You know there's the Shabbos and it's also a malacha, or you know the day of called Shabbos, right? So I always like to quote the Rishonim, the one I like, you know, quote particularly the Ritva, who says, let's say you know about Kiddush, right? But the Balei Tosas in Shabbos ask, let's say you know about the Aseh of Shabbos, but you don't know about the Lav. Seems to be two deos in Tosas, two deos in the Ramban, in Klal Gadol about the Aseh. The Ritva says about the Kiddush, this is my one of my favorite lines. If you only know about, let's say exactly this way, but this is basically what he says. If you only know Kiddush, then you don't know anything. Meaning Kiddush is important if you know about Isur Malacha. But if all you know is Kiddush, then you don't understand Kiddush either. Right? The Gemara's answer to this question is the Yadale B'tchumin Aliba D'Rabbi Akiva. It's not an Av Malacha, so it doesn't mess up your 39 Shkagos. But you know Tchumin Aliba D'Rabbi Akiva, so you know enough. That's why the Rishonim say, why did they give that answer? And let's say you don't know like Rabbi Akiva. Why not say Kiddush? That's the Ritva. Why not say Mitzvah Saseh? That's Tosis in the Ramban's discussion. I'll get to what I think the answer is in a second. But so some of the Rishonim, the Tosis Shanim, some of them say, what about if you know Mechamer? Achar Behemta. And some of the Rishonim say, let's say you know Havara Lelav Yatzas. That's us. If you know Havar Lalav Yatzas, let's say there are still 39 left. Is that good enough? Is that like Yadale, the Tchumen Aliyah, the Rabbi Akiva? Let's say you know about Shvisas Behema and Shvisas Katan. That's a mitzvah say. Is that any different than knowing the mitzvah say of Shvisa B'Shabbos? Is it any different than knowing about Mechamer? So, I think these are really, you know, what constitutes a mumer? What generates toldos? What constitutes Yedias HaShabbos? Right? I think these three questions are really crucial. Give you one other example of which I would like to bring. Mitzaseh Shasman Grama Nashim Peturos. On the Aseh level, this doesn't help you for Havar Lalav. Right? Yediyas Aseh. The Aseh of Shabbat, the Aseh of Yom Tov. Is it come under the rubric of Mitzaseh Shasman Grama Nashim Peturos? There are some Rishonim who seem to be Mechalek. There seems to be a debate about this question. And it's also possible to be mechalek between Shabbos and Yom Tov in either direction. Sefer Chinuch, Tosis and Kiddushin. And we'll get into it right now, the details. What's the point I'm trying to make? Let's say Shabbos. Keep it for Shabbos at the moment, then I'm going to transfer to Yom Tov. Right? There are, how do you look at, let's call it, the satellites of Shabbos? The things that aren't hardcore Isur Malacha, which is Chayiv Misa and a Korban. Right, how do you look at them? That they're lower, you know, on the in terms of the onish is clear. Does that signify a qualitative drop off? Meaning there's no shame malacha. Or, not sure if this is identical or not, that the quality of chilul Shabbos, or what we mean by chilul Shabbos, is different, and that may be reflected by the onish, or is it? Right? In all these cases that we were talking about, right, where you have, I mean, you could ask this question even within Malachos a little bit. We're not learning Shabbos right now, but, you know, Hotzos and Malacha Grua. What effect does that have? How Grua is it? You know, grua enough that there are real nafkamina in its status? Or grua so we would have, if not for reinforcement, just not known that it was Aser Lagamri? Or maybe both. Maybe there's something in between. Maybe there are nafkamina, but it's still qualified. It's still an Al-Malacha. Right? Do you violate the Aseh of Shabbos when you violate Hotza'ah? All sorts of very interesting questions. What I'm trying to say is there a hierarchy? Is there, what are the dargos? What are the levels of violation of Shabbos? And if we can identify, you know, a drop off, what is Koveya for Momar? What is Koveya for Toldos? Right? What is Koveya for Yediyas HaShabbos? And for other things. So in light of all that, the answer to Tosa's question is, how come they took, you know, Tchum and Alibid Rabbi Akiva, they didn't take Havar and Lav Yatzas, or Mechamer, or the Asay, or some other Asay, or, you know, Mechamer, or whatever. You know, sometimes some of the Rishonim answer technically, oh, because it's not according to this Mandamar. Oh, because whatever. It's impossible, you know, to, you know, once you know that it's Osir, then you really know about Mechamer. You know, also technical answers are given to those questions. I really like that Ritva answer about the Kiddush, because I think it highlights, you know, potential answer that may be implicit in why a lot of Rishonim didn't embrace some of these ideas. Namely, what you need in Yediyas HaShabbos, in Mumar, right, in Toldo, whatever it is, maybe you need a Shem Malacha, right? Something that really embodies, or something that constitutes intrinsically a Chil of Shabbos. Not just something that happens to be Asur on Shabbos. Okay, how do we get on to all this? This interesting line of Tosis, the first one. The first day of Tosis says, the Raya and the Gemara is only linguistic. I don't think that that's something to yawn about, right? I think that there's a, you know, a lot to say. Well, we've to spend 15 minutes or 20, whatever it is, on it. Meaning, number one implication is, Afal Pichein, we apply Dine Shabbos to Yom Tov, even if there's no Shem Malacha. We can see that Dea number two in Tosis thinks that's wrong, right? But Dea number one says, in Achanami, there's no Shem Malacha, and it still applies to Yom Tov. And it's a linguistic proof. So now I'm asking, okay, but you could have, you know, it's not obvious. Maybe there's a Gemara that says it, but it's not so obvious that Havar Lalab means it's not in Malacha. And even if it is, like, so, and if there's no Nafkamina Lagabe Yom Tov, you know, then where's the Nafkamina? So what I'm suggesting now is that there might be one or numerous nafkamina. Yodiyas HaShabbos, Yodol HaShabbos B'mai, Toldos, Mumar, things like that. Okay? So that's very, very consequential. We'll soon see if we get a chance today, if not when we finish this off. The Shagas Aryeh really doesn't like this Tosis at all. Second answer of Tosis, particularly, he's not really intellectually so happy, even with the first answer of Tosis. Shagas Aryeh presents, I just want you to understand the contrast, even to the first view of Tosis. Shagas Aryeh says, you know, Havara seems like a very legitimate, formidable, you know, kind of Isur Malacha. The Shagas Aryeh compares Hotza'ah and Avara. In the context of discussing this Tosis, really, 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 the Shagas Aryeh is discussing the problem of Yom Kippur, which is a great foil in all these issues. Like, what's the status in Shabbos? What's the status in Yom Tov? And what about Yom Kippur? Shabbos Shabbos. Last year when we discussed Mumar, we used that foil too. Right? You know, a mumr l'chalos a yom tov, hamavazos a mo'ados, a bad thing. By the way, that's one of the explanations given why Shabbos introduces the mo'adim in Parsha Sam, or something I alluded to the other day and I'll get back to. Rashi quotes the, you know, the Gemara and the Medrash, chalom avazos a mo'adim, But at the end of the day, a mumer lechalas a moed, it's a yom tov, not a mumer lechal Torah kula. But what about a mumer lechalas yom kippurim? Right, there's evidence in the Rambam Hilchos Geirushin, and the Achronim bring it out. The Beis Halevi has a whole piece that maybe they call mumer lechal Torah kula because of Shabbos, Shabbos, and so on. So Yom Kippur is always like an interesting foil to play Shabbos and Yom Tov off one another. But of course, there's a huge Yom Kippur issue embedded in all of that. Like, what do we mean by Shabbos, Shabbos? And how the same and how different is it? We'll get back to that for very briefly. Anyway, Shagas Aryeh is discussing, if you hold Havara, Lelav, Yatzas, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. Even according to the second day of Tosis, which he doesn't like, what about Yom Kippur? Okay. But Agav, he doesn't even like the first day of Tosis so much. And his argument is that, unlike Hotza'ah, which is a Malacha Grua, so, you know, you might say objectively, Torah treats it, Torah explicates it, needs to explicate it. You know, maybe we need to treat it differently even after the fact that it's included. You know, maybe with regard to Yom Tov, and with regard to Yom Kippur, we still treat Yom Tov, we still treat Hotzah maybe differently. The whole discussion in Rafram, you know, whole discussion in the Gemara in Yoma and in Krisus, whether, you know, Yesh or Ein, Eruv v'Hotzah liYom Kippurim. But Shagas Aryeh says, should you have something parallel in Havara just because it's Man Damar Havara Lalav Yatzos? He says, I don't think so. He says, I think the Chiddush of Havara Lalav Yatzos is in the Onesh, not in the Malacha. I'll just read you a couple lines from the Shagas Aryeh, you'll see. The Yefeinayim has a different take on Artosis, actually quotes his Shagas Aryeh. He just mentions Shagas Aryeh. If you haven't seen it yet, the Feinayim and Shagas Aryeh, you have a chance to look at it. This is on Simon Ayin Aleph. He says, again, he's speaking mostly against the second day in Tosas, but we'll get that in a second. Mikomokom nearly dafila mandamar havala lab yatsas, afila hoki chai valeha. This is in the middle of the piece, the Yom Tov. The kosh game biyom kippurim. Why? The vadai shame malacha aleha. That's what I say. Half of his argument is equally against the first day in Tosis. The vadai shame malacha aleha. Velo dami leiser hotza biyom tov l'rabba de beitza liyom kippurim l'rafram. The aim by him iser hotza. The shiny hotza di lab de rabbi rachmana.
Beyond the income of Yom Kippurim, the Logali, Logali. Bein Bechlal Azharos, Melachos, Hanamarim, Yom Kippur, Yom Tov. Even though it was a Mishkan, etc. Aval Havara, Adraba, Ilo Nomar, Kra Yisera, Delo Tavar, Wesh, Yom Shabbos, Hayachayiv Karis, Emisa, Kamal Shar, Melachos. Dol Rab Nasan, De Pliga, Rab Yossi, Ba Omar Lachalek Yatzas, Mimela have a bakal shar malachos to Shabbos, the chayvola koris amisa, a malacha chashuvahi, the gamaisa bemishkan, bebishal, elegoli kroyusera de la savara, the rabiosi, the avar, the lavyatsas, votsia kasa, bechlal onish misa, the korish, the malacha Shabbos. Avobiantov, the legoli krolo, tsia, mechlal azaras, shar malacha de yontov, vade bechlali, a malacha chashuvahi, kishar komalachos, mecha tesi lotsia, mechlal, who are din gabi yom kipper. I feel a Rafram. Right? He's at Kedekach that the Shagas Aryeh isn't so sure, but then he finally
agrees. Let's say Habar is Lelav Yatzis and Shabbos. And according to him, that's based on Xeris of Kasim. Only. But there is a Shem Malacha. Therefore, it applies to Yom Tov, it applies to Yom Kippur. He says, I'm not even sure to begin with. Maybe the Xeris of Kasim is limited to Shabbos. And maybe on Yom Kippur, you should be Chayiv Kares. That's remarkable. It's also a Chiddush in Yom Kippur, obviously. But it's the Chiddush is a result of thinking that even the first day of Tosis is just plain wrong. I'm skipping a little. Fascinating piece. And so on. Even then, he's not finished with it. My point is, if you want the flip, you have first day of Tosis, which says, even if Havara applies on Yom Tov, right? You should know there's no Shem Malacha. In other words, a defensive posture based on the linguistics, based maybe on our sugya. So then I'm bringing up, right? Maybe there are important nafka mina within Hilchos Shabbos, in addition to the question of lechalek and onesh, etc. And I'm bringing up with these four or three or four, whatever they are, issues to highlight. Now, of course, the same question will apply to Mechamer and to Tchumen, you know, and some of these questions also to the various essence of Shabbos. But that doesn't mean that they're all the same. You could say anything below the rung of Malacha doesn't have A, B, and C. Or no, there still could be a hierarchy, right? Okay. But according to Shagas Aryeh, you know, even the first day of Tosis is just wrong. It's plain wrong. Havara Lalav is a perfectly good malacha. The Shagas Aryeh is even willing to consider the possibility on Yom Kippur you'd be Chayiv Misa, although that's not his conclusion. But, you know, it's a malacha gemara. Now, what's the other side? What's the answer to the, you know, to the argument of the Shagas Aryeh that this is a malacha gemara? Anybody?
Maybe you'd say that the onesh is definitional to the malacha and the second hotziah kasav b'chlal.
Okay, so, I mean, no, sure. In terms of reflecting, that's certainly what we're going to suggest. But he's saying, like, listen, mela hotzah, you know, objectively, you could say mali mali, you know, you didn't change the chefza, unless you take a very, like, you know, kind of a quantum physics point of view, you know, that where things are, you know, changes what they are, things of that sort. But somebody pointed out to me once, Avni Nezer actually says something like that. But anyways, the what about the argument itself? Why is Havara? I'm not talking about what you guys are saying, correct, reflect it. But what objectively about Havara maybe makes it inferior to other malachas? In a way that is parallel to Hotzah being inferior.
What malacha? It's not like tedious work. You're not doing tedious work, like you said by Hotzah.
What about tedious? That's what all the malachas. Like, is Osa Shteba Tenir in tedious? No, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. What?
Constructive.
Oh, who said that?
Noah.
Oh, Noah. Yeah, go ahead, elaborate.
I'm saying, like, if we define Malecha Machshevet as something that constructive and builds something, so to just destroy something is decimating it, and to take something and to do Hotzah is not building anything anywhere else, you're just taking something that exists here.
Yeah, Hotzah, we understand. Yeah. Right. But maybe the Havara is the Kilkul.
Right.
So if you look at the Mefarshim, it's very interesting in Parshas Vayakel, as I mentioned, like in Parshas Vayakel, there were the you know, I mean, the fact is that Havar is singled out. That's a fact. You know, and then there's this argument as a result of the fact that it's, or, you know, in consequence of it being singled out, that triggers this this fascinating argument of, you know, l'chalek yatzis or l'lav yatzis. Great. But why? What is it about mavir? Why should, let's say it's l'chalek. So you couldn't have said l'chtov or l'achrosh or l'zroa or livnos or, you know, whatever it is, litfar. So I think I mentioned the other day, this is an interesting combination of point number two and point number three in the Shema Amina, that if you look at the Rashbam, if you look at the Ibn Ezra, the Rashbam, the Ramban, you know, they already suggest that the reason that the Torah, you know, chooses, let's say you hold that, you know, Havara is L'chalek Yatzis, right? So why this one? So they suggest, oh, because this is also what distinguishes Shabbos and Yom Tov, this parsha. Vayakal is about Shabbos. It's to teach you there's no heter ochel nefesh on Shabbos. Unlike Yom Tov, you know, where mostly Havara is permissible. Not, there are words that say not because it has nefesh malach or whatever, but because typically, you know, Hotzah and Havara are classic cases of Malachas Ochol Nefesh. Okay. That's one. And that's an additional reason. You know, if you had any Hava Mina, that Malachas Ochol Nefesh would be okay. Something that actually Ramban, in the beginning of Amor, you know, does kind of pose as why he thinks Shabbos needs to introduce the Moadim to teach you that that isn't true, that there's no Heter Ochol Nefesh. In Parshas Vayakel, somebody could check it out, who says, no, what's unique about Mavir is Kilkel, what Noach just said. It's a Malachas Kilkel. And therefore, you might have thought that it would be permissible. That parallels Hotzah Malacha Grua for a different reason. Because it's a destructive act by definition. The truth is that the Orzarua makes reference to this as well, but I didn't get to look at it. But in Chelek Aleph, I don't get to today fully, Chelek Aleph Simin Tof Shin Nun Dalid in the Orzarua. It's a tshuva of the Rid responding to the Rach and the Orzarua. The Rach we'll talk about in just a minute. So the in that piece, he also raises this question. Like, maybe you should say that what's unique about Havara L'lav Yatzis, just read you the line, and then we'll get back to it in context. Umay Dekasav Mar, this is a response of the Tosas Rid to the Or Zarua. Umay Dekasav Mar, Bein Amandomer Havara L'lav Yatzis, Bein Amandomer L'chalik, Eima L'lamed Ala Klal Yatzis, Da'av Abishu B'kal Kal Chayiv, Udlo Kaman Depatar, Atu Kimlu Lamar the Hayavara Lakalkal he. Yuma Kadamrina and Chova Batsarach Lakalbo Mavir Batsarach Laefro. There's, I think the Sfarnu says this in Bayakel, but this is kind of the, you know, a little bit of the Shaka Vatari of the Rishonim here in Chelek Aleph Tav Shin Nun Dalid. And that is that Havara, you know, has a particular characteristic of being Kilka. Of course, this is something that the Gemara discusses, and that's what the Tosfos Rid is referring to. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, and more important, the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Vav, discusses whether Chovel Umavir is Chayiv even b'mekalkel, right? Or not. In other words, are you only Chayiv for Chovel Umavir, you know, but it's tzorech le'efro, or like le'tzorech mila in chavala. But otherwise, it's kilkel in your potter, Or is there a special din that the Ptur Kilkol doesn't apply to Chovel Lamavir? That's a very fascinating question. So you might have thought, maybe that's the pshat in Havara, Lalav, Yotzas. In other words, to answer the Shagasari, I'm suggesting, to answer the Shagasari's question, you know, what is there about Havara, you know, that in any way would be absent Shem Malacha? Of course, it begs the question. You could say, well, then why is it a lower Onish? Right? The answer is maybe Kilkol. Okay. So either way, that is the first day of Tosis. Again, but Yom Tov apparently imports even things that are not Malacha. Then you have to figure out where do you draw the line in Yom Tov? What doesn't it import? Okay. On the other hand, as I say, within Hilchos Shabbos, maybe they're Nafka Mina, as we discussed. And then you have the Shagas Aryeh, who's basically saying, I don't buy any of this. Okay. What he particularly doesn't buy is the second day of Tosis. So what is the second day of Tosis, Lior?
The second day takes it a step further, even removes the Isser from Yom Tov.
Yeah.
He says, Ve'od Omer Riva, Dilamanda Amar Lelav Yatzat, Lo Haya Aser B'Yom Tov, Kevan De'en Shem Malach Alev.
Yeah. Here now you have, you know, maybe there are no other consequences inside Hilchos Shabbos. Hard to know. I doubt it. It's hard to believe. But in addition, Yom Tov only receives from Shabbos Malach. And that is something which, you know, we need to explain a little bit. In terms of linguistically, in terms of the psukim, it makes a lot of sense. As I say, the source for Isur Malach on Yom Tov is Parshas Bo, right? Lo Yeyaseh Malacha, or Malacha. And of course, we find Yisur Malacha, you know, in Kol Malachas Avoda Lo Sasu, in Parshas Emor. And once it's in Emor, it's in other places, in some of the other Parshios as well. But typically, the word Malacha, even if it's Malachas Avoda, appears. We'll talk about Malachas Avoda going forward, I guess next year. So there's a din of Malacha. Is it a technicality or not? So I think that one could say that it's more than a technicality. And that based on what I was trying to present last time, which I will, again, elaborate a little further on probably next time. And that is the idea that to begin with, why is there Isur Malacha on Yom Tov? There's no Shava Shavas Mikol Malach Tov Shabra Lekim Lasos. There's no Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim in terms of Avdus or Malacha, meaning the primary, you know, themes of the day aspect of Isur Malacha are strictly limited to Shabbos. And yet, our definition of Yom Tov, you know, Meirosh, is based on Yisur Malacha. And I think the answer is, and that's my take on why Parsha Samar begins with Shabbos, and that is that Shabbos is the paradigm, Shabbos is the model for Yom Kodesh, and that includes Yisur Malacha. But if that's the case, then number one, you would limit it to that aspect of Shabbos. And any part of Shabbos that is connected more particularly with Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto only, or Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim only, would not necessarily apply to Yom Tov. Moreover, if this is true, even the things that do apply to Yom Tov may apply differently or in a, you know, more limited way than in Shabbos. A way to say this is to say that in Shabbos there are two dinim. It could be they're integrated and it could be that they're not. That's an interesting question in Hilchos Shabbos about its two dinim. But certainly there are two dimensions in Isur Malacha of Shabbos. One is, you know, and I think where it started, ontologically where it started off from, is Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto Asher Bar Lekim Lasos, maybe in combination with Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim later on. At the same time, it's the one in Parshas Emor. It's Mikra Kodesh. It's Yom Tchila Lemikroi Kodesh. So Issur Malacha on Shabbos has a double status and a double function. I've suggested in the past that that may even explain, you know, why, or the mixed evidence, or if there are indeed two dinim, about the relationship between, you know, individual malachos on Shabbos. Now, as we pask in chiluk malachos, but for sometimes we ignore chiluk malachos. Like I said before, you know, helam zev zebiyado yuchayev achas. If it's shigas Shabbos, yuchayev achas, no matter how many malachos you do. Let's say you do, you know, a malacha on Shabbos. Do you have to give an independent hasra for the malacha? Or is it enough to say the pasuk or Isser Shabbos? Again, that, of course, a huge Minchas Chinuch issue. Minchas Chinuch raised this question about Shabbos and about Yom Tov. The truth is that even within Shabbos, it's possible to suggest that there are two dinim. There is, you know, the Torah writes losasa malacha, with the exception of havara and hotzah, maybe chorish and katsir, etc., for other reasons. So instead of saying it means, which is what Tosas Rid says in Shabbos on Kuflam and Chesam and Aleph, that it means ki'ilu it's written losasa zoreya, losasa kotzer, losasa ma'amir, losasa bone, fill in the blanks. That's one way to look at it, and then you need a separate asra. And, you know, there should be no tziruf, you know, even in like-minded shiurim. Every shei malacha is an independent iser. Then you could countenance Rabbi Daniel Abavli's question. Rabbi Daniel Abavli asked Rabbi Avraham and Rambam, how come your father didn't count 39 lavin? Right? But on the other hand, you could say the Torah wasn't saving ink. The Torah was trying to explain that even though it's l'chalik yatzos, there's still a unifying principle in Isur Malacha Shabbos. So it's not the ink, it's the integration. I like to think, and I think the evidence points to the fact, that both of these things are true at the same time. Namely, the Torah means losas malacha, as one shame. And the Torah also means that in certain circumstances, we look at each violation as a separate chilul Shabbos, chilul malachos. So maybe it depends how you relate to it, shigas Shabbos or shigas malacha, right? Or every time you violate, you're doing two things. You're not getting two violations, but there's an overlapping Isur Malacha Shabbos, and there's also, you know, an Isur of Ksiva and an Isur of Mechika and an Isur of Bona, etc. At least on Shabbos, this is the case. So maybe there's, you know, Hasra or Tzir Fleshi or, you know, with regard to issues of Toldo. I don't want to go into details, but maybe there really are two dinim. Now, those two dinim, in part, I think, come from Shabbos's role in Parshas Emor. So what did Shabbos export to Yom Tov? Maybe not. Well, we say, you know, chiluk malachos b'Shabbos ve'ein chiluk malachos b'Yom Tov. That's what the Gemara's conclusion is in Makos, Chaf Aleph, and the Gemara in Psachim as well, and Bab. So that's just Gzeres. Minchas Chinuch thinks that's Gzeres HaKasim. Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same. The differences between them are Gzeres HaKasuv. in which direction? That's the only question. He thinks, you know, you see from Yom Tov that really, you really see from Yom Tov that all Isur Malachas is the same. And it's a chiddush to say chiluk malachas, even in Shabbos. Midi Yom Tov nishmila Shabbos. That's the view of the Minchas Chinuch. I think, well, you could have said the opposite, number one. But I think the better thing to say is misvara and for evidence, Shabbos has two dinim. Shabbos has chiluk malachos, and Shabbos has losasa malacha. What it sent over to Yom Tov as a Yom Kodesh, as a Mikra Kodesh, is the broader idea that you can't countenance Isur Malacha. But the idea that every individual Malacha is a separate Chilul, that only applies if you have a theme of Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto Asher Bar Lakim La'asos. That's why there's Chilik Malachto B'Shabbos and Ein Chilik Malachto B'Yomto. There could be a huge nafkamina, Lav Shebeklalos, a whole discussion for the Ramban. Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos and the Tosis in Sanhedrin. I don't want to go into all the details right now. This is for a much bigger topic. But my bigger idea here is the following. So what is it that we, what is unique to Shabbos? And what are we exporting to Yom Tov? The answer is, we're exporting to Yom Tov the concept of Malacha and the concept of Shvisa and Isur Malacha as a paradigm of Kedushas Hayom. As far as the individual Malachos are concerned, anything also having to do with violating, you know, Kivo Shavas Mikol Malachto, you know, just like Rashi says in Chulin, those who remember fondly, right? That, you know, the reason Shabbos is Mumel Chol Torah Kula is because it's Hakchashas Maisa Bereishis. You don't have that in Yom Tov. Oh, and I think that might be the pshat in Tosis too. The second day of Tosis is saying, not everything that's also B'Shabbos is also B'Yom Tov. Not just because Shabbos is more chamor than the Onesh and so on. Maybe the fact that it's more chamor is an indication that we're dealing with two dinim, only one of which applies to Yom Tov. Right? You don't get Karis and Skila on Yom Tov because you're not violating the core of Yom Tov. You're violating the generic Mikra Kodesh, which is part of its framework, which comes from Shabbos. And for the very same reason, there's no Chilik Malachos. And for the very same reason, you know, things that have to do with Shvisa and Shavu Shabbos in a more particular way are not going to cross over. What's going to cross over is the bigger Isra Malacha idea. So if Havara is Lav Yatzas, and that means there's no Shei Malacha, then it doesn't apply to Yom Tov. Now, what about Mechamer and Tchumin? So I think what we'd have to figure out is it anything that's a Lav? Is this a hierarchy? Or is it only anything that's a Lav which could have been a Kares and a Skila, which then reflects that it's not really a Malacha, even a diluted Malacha? So for example, Tchumin, if you ask me Harvar Lalav and Tchumin and Mechamer, right? I might have been Mechalik, depending on how I understand, you know, each of those categories. You could say any lav, because any lav is you know, just not carried through. In chabo ela chiyuve misa, hachamurim, then they're all the same. If it's lav versus misa, which reflects shame malacha, and things have to do with the Kedushas Hayom, as opposed to the specific, you know, din of shvisa and so on, then I could, you know, you have to wonder. Shagasari would still tell you, and he does tell you, Havar is a malacha. Because he doesn't buy even number one. How do you look at Mechamer? Mechamer is a partnership malacha, but a malacha or not a malacha at all? And how do you look at Tchumen? Tchumen is like a weaker form of Hotza'ah, or it's Tchumen. It's an independent thing. Right? And then the question will arise even on the Asay level. There seems to be an Asay of Yom Tov. We'll get to that. You know, most people think there's an Asay of Yom Tov. The smack does not count the Asay of Yom Tov. And Tosis in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Beis, the way the Maharam understood it, may not believe in it. Tosin Shabbos Chavdal Lamed Beis suggests at least that some Man Da Omer and the Gemara don't believe in an Asay of Yom Tov. We'll get to that. Even if there is an Asay of Yom Tov, is the Asay of Yom Tov equal to the Asay of Shabbos in terms of the role that it plays? An interesting question. These are all parallel questions to what we're dealing with right here. So, for example, what will you say about, you know, the din of Ein Asay Docha Lo Asay V'Asay for Shabbos and for Yom Tov? The same? And what would you say for the question of do you violate an Asay and what the conditions of violating an Asay of Shabbos and Yom Tov, are they identical? And what about Shvisas Behema and Shvisas Katan? Do they apply to Yom Tov? We know they apply to Shabbos. Right? So all these questions are on the docket. What do they depend on? You know, they depend on this issue. How do we assess these satellites within Hilchos Shabbos? And to what extent are they particular to the specific theme of Shabbos or part of this more general Tzuras Hayom, which got exported to Yom Tov? Okay, so the second day of Tosis, I'm just to sum up, I'm going to stop in like a minute, is that, you know, if you hold Avar L'Lav Yatzas, not only is it lacking a Shem Malacha, lacking Shem Malacha is the criterion of what does and doesn't apply to Yom Tov. What does this mean for, again, you know, Shvisas Adah, Shvisas Behema, Shvisas Katan, Mechamer, Tchumin, Hasei? All that depends on other things, but at least we know, you know, what we're speaking about now. Okay. So for next time, I want to, Yonatan brought to my attention that the Rach, and the truth is that's implicit, that whole discussion of Zeruah, the Rach here, Al-Atar, has a different read of the Shema Bina. And in the footnotes there, they ask, you know, some very pointed questions about this, some of which are already in the Or Zeruah. So look at the Rach. If you can get your hands on that footnote, that's great. But either way, let's look at the Rach. Let's look at the Or Zeruah, Chelek Aleph, Tavshin and Dalet, very quickly. Let's look at the Shagas Aryeh that I mentioned, Siman Ayin Ches. Mostly I got what I want from, but just look at it. And look at the Fei Naim here, Alatar, as well. Okay? And then a couple more minutes just on this. The basic is sort of what I want to say, I've said. But, you know, just to flesh it out a little more in the context of our Gemara about Havara Lelav Yatzas. And then let's move on to, you know, this definitely overlaps, you know, with Ein Bein Shabbos Yom Tov El Hetrokol Nefesh Bolvat, but especially this idea of Mitoch and when what Mitoch means, you know, how much of a change that is, etc. Okay, so let's try to finish this off as we continue on what is our next year, Sunday. All right, hopefully in person Sunday, right?